Yo,
what's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Eli just Smith. I got a very, very special episode for y'all. But hold on, hold on. I know y'all hear the voice laughing in the back. But I'm not gonna lie. Before I do your introduction, before I even do the introduction to the episode or anything, yes. I just want to say that it feels great. You know what I'm saying? To have you back on, you know? This guy hasn't been here in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. My eyes are sweating right
now.
It's
been, like, almost a year. He's about to graduate.
Man, y'all.
He finished getting that knowledge.
Yes, dog.
You know, he into fitness, mental health. If y'all don't know him, man, make sure y'all go over to his podcast. It's called The Black Kid Thoughts. You know what
you
I'm
remember.
Saying?
So
without further ado, today, this is episode 91, The Mind-Body Connection, Exploring the Impact of Mental Health and Physical Fitness. And this is somebody who works out as well.
Yes.
You know, he's back on his journey.
Yes,
doing what he needs to do, you know, evolving, elevating.
Yes,
let's give it up for my boy Johnny Andrew.
Woo! Yeah, man.
It's goody, my brother.
Thank you for that intro, man. And yes, man, I'm about to graduate, y'all. I graduate in December. I made the dean's list, guys.
So oh,
you talking to an intelligent young black man? Okay,
very intelligent.
Yeah, guys, and I'm just happy to be here. Elijah helped me start my podcast that just got monetized.
I love it.
Yes.
I seen a while back you sent me a DM.
Yes, guys.
And I seen that you have emotion with this podcast thing.
It's motion in the ocean.
Tell me the secret, because I'm trying to get some motion like you.
So, guys, well, and you, of course, but the podcast episode that set me off or got me monetized was titled Do Boys Cry, and I really dissected men not being able to be vulnerable around anyone, black men in particular, and it really blew up because I think a lot of black men can relate to it.
I was just
very open about trauma I went through and how I was taught, you know, as a kid not to cry as a boy, as a man, and It really touched the souls of black men, and I want you guys to go listen to it because it really blew me up. And yeah, man, it's just about, I guess, what you put out there, man. It really got a lot of people listening. So
all right. So I know this is way off topic, but let's talk about that. So do you think that people was connected to what you were saying? Like, do you feel like men genuinely don't have an outlet? Because I made a podcast as well, and mm-hmm. I was like saying how, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like my bad. I'm trying to put together, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put my thoughts together. So if I'm lagging, don't worry, bro. I'm lagging out right now.
Just go ahead.
I'm lagging out right now. But all right, so I made an episode, and it was about men going to therapy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't planned, but we kind of was in the same category a little bit.
Yeah.
And since this is kind of like a mental health episode as well, mm-hmm. let's dive deep into why do you feel like that? Talk to the people.
Why do I feel like boys should be able to cry?
No, what I'm saying is, why do you feel like mm-hmm. men don't have that outlet to, you know, be able to be vulnerable, especially around the opposite sex?
Well, that's the problem. You know, of course, I don't date the opposite sex, but I've learned from a lot of straight friends that when a male is around a woman, the woman sets the tone that only she is able to express emotions, only she is able to cry, only she is able to be sensitive. So, of course, an alpha male or a beta male comes into that situation, and not only are males taught this as growing up, but then when they date women, they then come into a home to where their emotions are not welcomed at the door. They have to leave their emotions at the door. if they do cry, it's going to be in a confined space or in solitude, mm-hmm. or they have to be alone to feel safe crying, because their woman doesn't welcome emotions or vulnerability. And a lot of men are taught that if they are vulnerable, then that deems them weak. That deems them, and I talked about this on my podcast, a black person can be everything in the world. We can be fat, we can be ugly, we can be short, we can be tall, but one thing we cannot be is weak. That is like our kryptonite. That's a you know? Fact. So
that is a fact.
Yes. And so when a man hears that, he then learns to suppress his emotions, and that leads into a bigger problem. Now, most likely, that man is going to teach his son to do the same thing, because it runs down the line. It doesn't just stop there.
So, basically, what you're saying is men have to kind of, like, wear this mask of, like, macho, you know, super tough strength. Yes. You know, we have to show a huge amount of resilience, you know. Yes. And I feel you on that, because another thing I wanted to touch on, you know, something you said, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, about like it trickling down, you know, throughout the family and stuff like that.
Yes.
So my whole thing is, a man, speaking as one myself,
yes,
a man is not gonna do, you know what I'm saying, what they wasn't taught, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like women have intuition, so sometimes they are automatically, you know what I'm saying, know things, but everybody has to be taught, obviously. What I'm saying is, mm-hmm. of course, women and women, they pick up on emotions and stuff like that, feelings, and you know, but it's like, why do you think it's not being taught in household? Why do you think fathers not telling their sons, like, okay, it's okay to show vulnerability. Mm-hmm. It's not okay to show vulnerability too much. It's a fine line, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And to touch from my experiences, mm-hmm. my girl always tell me all the time, why are you always being strong? Why are you always, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, listen, if I show too much vulnerability, mm-hmm. you won't look at me in a leader type position. You won't look at me as the protector, provider, the security that most mm-hmm. women look for. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm saying to say that it needs to be taught in a home. You know what I mean? Because being vulnerable is being relatable.
Yes. Yes. So
if you can be vulnerable, that means you can be relatable. And if you can be relatable, then you can be profitable.
Yes. You know,
so it's always, it just ties in together, because number one, it and I know I'm all over the place, but
no,
hit me out. Listen to the game. So the reason why I personally, because I can't talk for everybody else,
mm-hmm.
but the reason why me personally, I don't really like showing vulnerability and being, you know what I'm saying, like venting and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, I do tell my girl my problems and stuff like that. Like, I do tell her about stuff, but not all the time. Like, constantly. Like, I just had to talk to her the other day, right? Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, like, listen, before you vent to me, like, let me wake up first. Like, let me fully get up. It's like, as soon as I get up, it's something. So, that was that. But,
oh,
that was that. But it's like, I always feel like I have to, you know, be vulnerable. Even though, you know what I'm saying, my dad, he's a crier, you know?
Yes.
Like, he's somebody who shows emotion and who's passionate about certain things, even though some of it is not, I don't agree with some of it, but, you know, he does show vulnerability. And I have seen, you know, my stepdad that raised me majority of my life, you know what I'm saying, show vulnerability and cry. I think it's just something embedded within me individually who doesn't resonate with it, because I was put in plenty of situations in my life where I had no other choice, you know what I'm saying, but to be strong and resilient and not cry, not, you know what I'm saying, be weak. So it's embedded in me. And I think that's, I can't speak for most men, but I think that's really how, you know, a lot of men, you know, probably view it, you know, or not, you know. I'm just saying, because some people do have that proper structure. Yeah. They just, I don't know, man. People just have different experiences and that shape who they are. So I don't know, bro. I really can't answer that question fully. Oh. But
I found myself being in the middle, because I come from a household, like I said in the podcast, that, you know, we were taught that boys don't cry. So, of course, I came into adult life with that aspect. However, as time went on, I started experiencing life. I noticed that it's not healthy to hold in everything that you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And it only causes more stress, more toxicity, more distress on your body, on your mind. And so it is necessary to shed a few tears when you feel like it. I'm not saying you have to like publicize, hey everybody, I'm crying, but it's okay as a man to cry, period.
With that statement, I cry at least once probably every 2 years. I get a good cry in every like 2 years. It's so weird, bro. Like, it'd just be one random thing that just trigger the waterworks. Like, I cannot cry. And it's not me not crying because I'm weak. It's just something I cannot do. I cannot just sit there and boo-hoo, because it's like, bro, you got to keep going. Like, you can't just sit there and cry. Like, I know it's healthy. I know it's nourishing. And I know it's like, you know, it helps cleanse the body and stuff like that. I know it's a lot of good health benefits to crying. And then you got the other side where it's just, I'm crying because I'm just hurt. But
yes,
I try to look at it from I don't want to use, how do you say, like, I try to break it down. Like, I compartmentalize my emotions, right?
Yes.
So it's like, I feel like crying is not necessarily useful for me individually as my own person, you know what I'm saying? Right. I just feel like it doesn't fit me, it doesn't suit me. Like, it's just something that's not,
it's not
regular for me.
It's not regular.
It's not something regular. Like, you're not gonna ever in your life see me cry. You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm like complete drunk or something, or like, you know, something crazy happened, or like my mom died. But that's the extreme.
So why is that?
What'd you say?
I was gonna say, so we can move on after this, but I was gonna say, okay, so if not crying is your solution, then how do you release? How do you de-stress?
I have a lot of different ways that I've, you know, developed over the years. Fitness is one of the ways. The podcast is one of the ways. Talking to my girl is one of the ways. Maybe listening to music. Maybe taking a couple deep breaths. You know what I'm saying? Maybe going outside. Probably smoke something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a lot of different ways. And I know this is a fitness podcast. Listen. We talking about he haven't been on here for a while. And I know it's so off brand. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But this my guy, it's my brother, so we gonna keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
So dude, let's jump right into the episode. So today's episode 91, the mind body connection, exploring the impact of mental health and physical fitness.
Yes.
So with that being said, my brother Johnny, he back in the gym. I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Number one go-to exercise when you get in the gym.
Oh.
Something you always do. Something that's in your workout routine.
Okay, so what I do is I love chest benches, you know, like
okay,
you sit in the chair and okay, then you elevate. Yeah, that's my go to because I like a good hard firm chest.
Building a good chest is very fundamental. Like
yes,
like you can't be fit without a good chest. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
it's just one of those things. It's just not gonna look right. Like you can't be bird chested. You know what I'm saying? Have big arms. It just don't look right. Like,
at all.
It don't look right. So at you said you like the bench press.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what is your diet like? Because the diet is very important.
Okay. So due to my research, I've learned that you can work out and kind of keep your diet, but of course it's not going to be as effective if you change your diet. So I have made moderate changes to my diet. Right now I'm sticking to fish. I'm cutting away the carbs, like the fried foods.
Okay. Okay.
I threw soda, guys. I'm throwing soda completely away. Soda contributes to a lot of sugar, and sugar does nothing but add pounds.
That's a fact.
Yeah, so right now I'm drinking only like water. When I work out, I drink Gatorade. And I want to get into fruit juices. I know they're good for you.
Another thing, Gatorade. I don't want to be like, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I don't want to be like that guy who like try to correct whatever you got going. But mm-hmm. I do want to, like, you know what I'm saying, steer you in the right direction, because I've did a lot of research. I've, you know, put a lot of energy, time, and effort into fitness and, you know what I'm saying, overall well-being. So I feel like I can give you that game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But what I'm saying is, and plus I got the results. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm talking from a person who don't got the results. I have the results to back it up. You know what I'm saying? So why I say that making a complete drastic change to your diet as you on your fitness journey is very important.
Yeah.
Is because you need certain fuel for your body. Like, let's say you eat turkey, bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what I'm saying? Before you work out, or you eat something like bacon or just something like that. Before you work out.
Yes.
Certain foods is going to make you sluggish, lethargic. Certain foods is going to make you feel, you know what I'm saying, not at your best. Like, you want to perform well.
Yes.
So before a workout, I wouldn't even eat anything before a workout. I mean, okay. The only thing you should be eating is fruit before a workout. Like, 100%. 100% fruit. Like, you shouldn't even be trying to have no big meal before a workout. You just need something to give you that fuel, that boost. Because a workout is only, what, like 20, 30 minutes?
I do 45.
45? Sometimes I go a little longer myself. But we set up different. But like and we not beginners. You know what I'm saying? We not beginners. But I do want to give game, though. It's very important for your diet to be on point when you're working out, bro. Like,
absolutely.
Only, and I'm not trying to give unsolicited advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, ultimately, your diet is very important, bro. Like, especially if you want to hit those goals and really shed that fat and really get the body of your dreams. Like, you really want to see it and be like, God damn, and not want to put your clothes back on. It's like, diet is very important, bro. And you mentioned that you know, made some adjustments, so you know, I commend that, and it's good. Keep it going.
Yes. So today was my off day from the gym, so I'm gonna start back tomorrow. I had went 3 days strong, guys. 45 minutes a day, cardio, and I did some lifting.
Okay.
So your boy is determined.
Okay. So, you know, this is like something that I really love. I enjoy talking about. Like, I can talk about fitness all fucking day, bro. So, all right. So, what's one of the big challenges you have when it comes to working out?
Ooh, the biggest challenge I have, honestly, is staying consistent. I think we talked about this offline as well. So my problem is when I do reach the, because I've to be honest, I've worked out before this. I had a fitness journey, and I got the abs. I got the body I wanted. I was at like 190, and then, you know, I don't mean to blame my sign, but as a Virgo, when I get what I want, I throw away all the effort, and so of course with fitness, it's about consistency. If you go back to eating the way you were, you're going to get the body you had before. So about when I reach that goal, keep going instead of just, oh, I reached the goal, let me stop.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And not only that, but to piggyback off what you were saying, it's like, it is a fucking task to get back on track, bro. Like, you know, I was working out every day. And I still work, try to work out consistently, and I still try to eat right consistently. My only problem is I got sick, you know, and that kind of messed me up. It messed up my routine. It messed up everything I had going, and you know, other things was happening in my life, so it kind of like just demotivated me. But I'm slowly starting to get back. I mean, I'm not fat, but like I didn't lose my, you know, gains, but I just, you know, a little tweak. And just over that period of me like being sick and then recovering, and then I started getting back into smoking weed, so I started like having the munchies, and I started like eating too much snacks, and I'm just like, bro. And I tried to work out while I was eating the snacks, and it's like, not while I was eating the snacks, but like as I'm on that diet, you know, of like just getting high and eating crap, I still was trying to work out, and it's like, bro, it's not the same as if like you work out and then have a good meal after. Like, it's just not the same. Like, it's not the same at all. So I do blame marijuana for it, but I also think that certain strands of marijuana is good for like, you know, managing the pain from like working out, because to be honest, working out is very painful. I see why people don't do it. That shit hurt, bro. Like,
hurting today. The fuck?
It hurt. That's why I say everybody could do it. If anybody could do it, they would. But that stuff hurt, bro. Like, so that's one of the reasons why I use, why I do weed to, you know what I'm saying, take the pain away. Also, the focus. How you feel about that? I know you're not really a weed smoker. You're not really a weed
smoker. I don't smoke weed anymore. I'm not gonna say I'm just been, you know, I never smoke weed. I have. I don't smoke weed anymore because I was using weed for the wrong purposes. I was using weed to combat my anxiety, and the shit was making it worse. Having anxiety attacks due to weed is not fun.
It's not, bro.
And
We very on brand. Like, I like how this episode structured, like how we on brand. You know, we bouncing mental health, we bouncing it off fitness. I like it. But some of the things that I really enjoy about like just being in the gym, and then we gonna get to the pros and cons. You know what I'm saying? But some enjoy about being in the gym is, rather than like home workouts, is the fact that, you know, you definitely have a wide variety of equipment, of course. You get to be around a lot of people, you know. You get to see nice women. I'm not going to pretend like I don't see the nice women everywhere, you know, working out. I mean, I'm not a creep, but it is kind of dope, you know, having
women,
a woman, you know, around you while you're working out. But what's some of your what's some of the things that you love about, you know, being in the gym?
What I love about being in the gym is the smell of the gym. I love walking in. My gym smells good. I don't like the smell of balls and sweat. But it smells sanitized. I like to smell the air. Another thing I like to do, I wouldn't say conceited. I'm confident. I love looking at myself in the mirror. And it's like after a great workout,
Okay.
I just raise my shirt up and I'll be like, you that nigga. Like, you look good. Like, you feel good. You look good.
That's and a fact.
It's like afterwards, you feel like you're on a natural high to the point you don't need any drugs. Like,
that's a fact.
A fitness high is unmatched.
But, bro, all right, so let me ask you this. So, do you ever be in a gym? You know, you in the gym, right? And you having a peep out your peripheral.
Yes.
You having a peep, you look over.
Yes.
And you see just everybody just staring at you. You get your pump in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're either doing some curls or you doing some RDLs, Romanian deadlifts, or you doing a squat or whatever you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You see people staring at you. It's kind of motivating for me, but I also don't like it at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm not trying to show off and I'm not trying to outdo anybody. You know what I'm saying? It almost seemed like I always give off that vibe. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I always just give off that vibe as if I'm trying to outdo everybody or I'm doing too much. It's just like when I get in the gym, bro, I just lock in. Like, I don't know what come over me. Once I get in there, I'm like, I put my headphones on. You know what I'm saying? I listen to the music. The music is blasting in my headphones. I'm pumping iron. I'm like, I'm hitting a squat or I'm hitting a bench press or I'm doing shoulder presses or, you know what I'm saying? Anything I'm doing it at my full potential.
And I
feel like some people, you know, take that as like, bro, why are you doing all that? Like, not even them saying it, but it's just the looks.
The
like,
energy.
You're doing too much, bro. Like,
yeah.
Come on. And that's my gym nigga impersonation. But, all right, so how do you think fitness affects your mental health? And I know you talked about, like, coming out of the gym and feeling, you know, like you got a natural high. How does it affect your mental health? And then you also mentioned that you have anxiety and the weed wasn't working. So how, what I'm saying, correlates to like mental health?
Let me get real vulnerable right quick. Can we get real vulnerable?
Let's do it.
To get vulnerable on this podcast?
It's a safe space.
Okay, I have your consent. Okay, great. So, the gym saved my life. Okay. Literally and figuratively. At the time I got on that, the first fitness journey before this one, I was in a real dark space. I don't even think you and I were talking at that time. I was just really going through it mentally, fighting demons. Like, it was bad. And marijuana wasn't saving me either. It would cause the anxiety to get worse. Mm-hmm. I was having thoughts. They weren't good thoughts. And so I was just like, what is my outlet? I don't have an outlet to feel free. Like, you know, when you fight for your life every day, it seems like, where is my escape? Where is my underground railroad? Like, how do I get out of this loop?
Right, right.
And one day I just said, okay, you're going to go to the gym. You're going to let it all out on the treadmill. You're just going to run for your life.
Okay.
And when I got off that treadmill, for the first time in a very, very, very long time, I felt free. And I felt relieved. And I actually had tears coming down my eyes because I was at the gym alone. Because I wouldn't cry with nobody fucking there. But I was there by myself. And I don't even know why I was crying. I think there were tears of joy because I had found something that makes my body feel relaxed. And make me feel proud of myself. So ever since then, the gym has been my safe space to just release any anger, sadness, disappointment, whatever the emotion is.
Mm-hmm.
I just go there and I duke it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for that. Be yourself a hand.
Thank you.
I love hearing like stories of people who found working out as like an escape, and it's not an escape, a temporary escape. It's something that you can do every single day, and the effects is always compounding. Like, it's not like a hit of weed where the high wear off.
Yes.
And then after that, it's like nothing else happens. But when you working yeah. out, it's like it's consistently giving you the benefits. And it's just a great feeling, bro. Like, to piggyback off what you were saying,
yeah.
I do want to commend you for, you know, being vulnerable with me, you know, and yeah. vulnerable with the audience, too. And I also want to say that fitness has, well, I'm not going to, like, go extreme to, like, you know, where it, in your case, it kind of, like, you know, helped you out, save your life, almost, like, not almost, but it saves your life, damn near.
Yeah.
But I just want to say fitness for me was really caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
So summer of 2022, I found working out. And I think it was like summer of 2021, mm-hmm. that summer. I was working out, man. I was working out consistently every day, bro. Like, I would go to work. Before I go to work, I would work out after work. I don't know what it was, just about sweating and listening to the rock music and you feeling that surge of energy and you feel like you could conquer the world. You just feel so strong. Like, it feel yeah. like nothing matter. It feel like whatever problems you had is no more.
Yes.
So for me, fitness was something that I seen as, oh my goodness, I want to challenge. This challenges me.
Yes.
Like it really challenged me. Like, it really gave me a positive outlet that constantly challenges your body, mind, spirit, soul. It's not just something that's physical. You know what I'm saying? It's mental. It's spiritual. It's it's like almost like a ritual, bro.
Yes.
And it's something that I really gravitated towards. Like, I would watch people like Chris Harrier, probably the GOAT in calisthenics. I would watch people like Goku Pump. I would watch people like Broly Gangs. Ooh. I would just watch all these guys, and it would give me so much motivation to be like, bro, I want to look like that. Not only do I want to look like that, but I want to feel like that. Because wow. it's different. Like, once you really achieve the body that you really want, and then, like, go from being, like, a fantasy to, like, reality, and you start seeing everything in your life start changing just because of, like, that intentional decision you made.
Yes.
Stick to this, to work out, to eat right, to... You really see the difference in your life. So it's like... And this is coming from experience personally on what it did for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the headspace I was in, the people I was able to talk to, the different situations I was able to get in because, you know, I had the confidence. You know what I'm saying?
And
it was just something that really... And I would say it really changed my... I wouldn't say it changed my life. I would say it changed my perspective. Yeah. On what it means to truly be confident, what it means to truly stand in something that you've created, you know, something that you've peeled away, you know, it's like a sculpture. You slowly chipped away at it, and you slowly chipped away, and slowly but surely,
you can
was able to sculpt the physique that you wanted. And not only that, but you was able to sculpt the mind that you wanted, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah. But it get deep, bro. I really love fitness, bro. Like,
I do too.
I'm not just making a podcast about it to run up streams or to run up a bag. Like, I really can talk about fitness all day because I've been firsthand of what it does, bro. Like, when you, let's say you were just significant other, or you were just a random chick that you know about to smash, or whatever you about to do, you know, sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Just the look on their face when you take your shirt off. The look on their face when you you know do, like, the just the overall.
When they see the body that you have created.
Yes, it's like, and you get the, you see that reaction. You like, oh yeah, this real, this real. You like this real? Yeah, I did that, you know. And it's like the respect you get from other men, the respect you get from women. It's just like it's something that you cannot buy. You know what I'm saying? It's something that you cannot rent. It's something that you can't steal. You can't borrow. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Like you can't ask for it. Like you have to put in the work. So that's what I value about it. You know, it's something that not too many people are willing to really sacrifice for, you know? So
it's more of a mental. I want guys, people to know it's really not a physical thing. It's really a mental thing. Your body be like you said, my body's sore as fuck tonight. Mm-hmm. And I work out tomorrow. But I have to like tell my mind we're going to work out tomorrow, because that's if you get your body winged, you will never work out again. You will just give up.
That's facts.
You know,
it is very mental. You know, it's something that's like, because again, like I said earlier, like it hurt. Like, it's painful.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? To lift something heavy 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, to tear down muscle, to build it up. It hurt. Take a lot of strain, stress. Effort, so
I just feel it in my heart, like because I feel it. I know I've been through it. We both did it.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm still doing it. You know,
yes.
So I want to talk about some of the things that you don't like about fitness. Ooh. What's one thing you don't like?
It might sound fucking feminine as hell. I don't like when I be extra fucking sweaty, dog. I be like, bro, because I love my hygiene. Mm-hmm. And so when I leave the gym, I be feeling nasty as hell. Because I didn't fucking work. I didn't hit this treadmill.
Boss, I don't know. I'm so like, much different.
I hate the fucking
love sweating. Well, recently, I'm like, nah, I don't like sweating no more. Like, I don't want to sweat. Like, someone needs to end. But in all reality, when it comes to like fitness and working out, I love sweating. It just gives you that sense of pride. Like, it's just an ego stroke. Like, like, you know, you put the work in. Like, if you come out drenched, it's like, bro, I just put the work in. Like, I just pump iron. You know what I'm saying? I just killed it. Like, I just went in there, did what I had to do, and came out like a gladiator almost. Like, you just, like you in 300. You know what I'm saying? like you just fought 300 men.
Yeah.
But it's a real, I feel that though. Sweating is annoying because you burn through a lot of clothes, so.
Yeah, and then your clothes be sticking to you. I don't like when clothes stick to me.
Exactly. Not only that, but you be smelling like straight booty cheeks. Oh, so I'll be like, damn.
I like bitch.
But so, sorry.
No, you're fine.
So, I think for both of us, just us talking about fitness, I think it's something that we genuinely enjoy. You know, it's not just something that, it's not just a trend, you know, like on social media nowadays, it's like a trend to be fit. It's like an aesthetic more than something that you're trying to accomplish, more than like goals that you're trying to reach.
Yes.
And I don't like that, bro. Like, I don't like the fitness trend that's going on right now. Like, everybody want to be fitness influencers. Everybody want to be, like, trainers. Everybody want to be, you know what I'm saying, have something to do with the fitness industry, including myself. Like, that's what I'm saying. But it's like, I've been doing it, though, man. Like,
it's a lifestyle for us. More so.
It is a lifestyle. And my girl, she got into fitness. She lost like 150 pounds.
That's amazing.
Like, so, like, it's deep. It's deeper than that, bro. Like,
it's. I look. You transformed. Like, he's her. I'm assuming you're her trainer. You did a damn good job.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I gave her tips. I gave her, like, don't get me wrong. Like, she did the work.
Yeah.
Like, she did all the work. Like, I'm not taking any credit for anything she's done. you know, for herself. Like, I don't want to take credit for that. Yeah. I would say that I did guide her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went down her back, like, work out. Well, I was. I really was. But it's something that she wanted to do for herself. And what really made me say, like, oh, yeah, she going to be all right. We was working out one day, right? Mm-hmm. We working out. We doing some squats. We doing calisthenics. You know, no weights. Just all body weight. And we getting to it. We jumping rope. And she just walked off. She got mad, walked off. So I'm finishing up my sets or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as I'm finishing up my sets, I see her walk over. And that kind of made me look at her different. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh yeah, she wanna get it back in. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, you know, I commend her for real because, you know, it's not easy, bro.
It's not a thing, man.
I definitely put her on like different foods you're supposed to eat. I put her on like macros. I put her on to what superfoods are. I put her on to what protein does, how protein, you know what I'm saying? What protein does for the body. I put her on to different workout plans. I put her on to different workout routines. I put her on to new exercises. I put her on to a lot of shit, bro. Like, I just feel like I have the capacity to teach other people about fitness. And that's why I changed my whole podcast structure to strictly fitness and mental health, because I feel like I put in a lot of fucking hours in fitness, bro. And I think at this point, I can, like, teach it, you know? Not even necessarily teach it, because you can't really teach fitness, but train. I think I can train people and just put them on game, you know, how to get the body they want, because it's very possible. It just take a lot of fucking work.
I will say this publicly, though. I am not only am I a participant of the podcast, I'm also a fan of your podcast.
I appreciate that, bro.
Even when we're not talking, I'm listening to your podcast. You might have, right, don't tell nobody.
But it really bugged me out when you say that, because it's like, what about the podcast do you like so much? Because I don't really get people who tell me, like, yo, I love your podcast because such and such and such. Or because you do, like, I never really get that. So,
and I like
what about it gravitate, like, pulls you in and have you, like, this is good. You know, I can actually listen to this, like, listen to him talk and I have to see his face. Like, that's what's crazy.
Well, I think it's the because I like people's voices.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to, your voice tend to be very soothing, very therapeutic. Okay. And so, I listen to the podcast not only for your voice to kind of, because I usually listen to it when I'm like in the uproar mentally.
Mm.
So it naturally calms me down. And I also listen to it when I'm working out.
Okay.
Because your podcast is typically like, it seems like a motivational podcast.
Mm.
So it's perfect to listen to like with your AirPods in when you're on a treadmill or when you're lifting that last weight.
Okay. That's good.
It's very, you know, it's a light, uplifting, happy, joyful podcast.
Right. I try not to be too overbearing. I try not to give like too much. That's why I try to keep my episodes, you know, kind of short. And we going over, but it's okay. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, it's
that's why I try to keep them short so you can digest as much content as possible. And, you know, want more. So, like, let's say you listen to a 10-minute podcast. You love that podcast so much. Now you're going to go listen to another one. And then it's so compact and it's so concise. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And just filled with nothing but informational bangers. So it's like you're getting as much information as possible in such little time, to the point where it's like, I have to know more. But you're not getting more because I don't do part twos to episodes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need more information. Like, give me more. I need more. So I don't know, man. I try to be as authentic to myself as possible. I try not to be somebody I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I try not to do too much. I try not to, you know, bounce all over the place. I just try to do my thing, and I really enjoy it, bro. Like, I don't care about money. I don't care about nothing. I just love the process of making a thumbnail. I love the process of uploading it as if like I'm a rapper almost. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I make love the cover art. You know, I do everything. It's like your own small micro. It's like a micro business. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what I feel like. It's like the research. It make you feel like you're working. Like I'm working, you know?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. It's very organized as well. That's facts.
I try to keep it, you know, on brand. You know, I try not to veer off. Before it was like music and stuff like that, but I'm like, it's too many niches of like music.
Yes.
It's too many. So I'm like, let me jump into the fitness lane, especially since I have the experience anyway, you know, and the knowledge. So let me just jump into that, you know.
You got to find your niche, and I think you found it, buddy.
I think I did, bro. And I'm just waiting for other people to realize that. But it's a slow grind. We've been doing it for a while, bro. We've been podcasting for a while, bro. Been like 4 years.
It's been 4 years, and then I want us to think about this too. We can't measure our niche off of how people listen to us, because then we get caught up in numbers.
That's a just fact. For the
it makes you happy, you know.
Right, and it's like after a long time, you like, bro, is it because the content is not good, or people didn't catch up yet, you know? So it's always a battle of those two. I always feel like I try to put out the best content as possible. And that's why I started, I stopped freestyling, you know?
Yeah.
I try to do my research on whatever topic I'm doing. Write out, you know, the episode structure, like how I want to structure the episode.
Yeah.
And I try to, like, keep it very concise and structured, because it's just, you know, you do everything, like how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Yes.
So I try to, you know, do everything organized, structured. I try to be, you know, as business minded as possible when it comes to this podcast, because I put a lot of effort in and energy, and it take a lot of energy to sit here and talk for a damn fucking hour or even 10 minutes. To yourself, to nobody,
yeah. It's different when you do a solo podcast, because you only relying on your own thoughts.
So it's like, you got to be, it's something different. Like, you got to be very, and everybody's doing it, but it's like, bro, do you realize we've been doing it before this shit was even cool?
Yeah.
Like, we've been doing it so long. Like, we was doing it during a pandemic, like before podcasting even became, you know, a big thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like we are just
watching, like, during the pandemic was No Jumper. With Adam 22, I was watching. What other podcast was I watching? And I think, like, Joe Budden.
Yeah.
I was watching, like, a couple different podcasts, but it wasn't as big as it was, like, how it is now.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of brought it to we the originals of this shit.
That's naive. Facts. Tell people on social media, bro. Like, niggas is really like, we was doing this before it became cool.
Yeah.
Like, before anybody bought a microphone and set up a camera, we've been already had probably like our third, fourth episode out.
Yeah, I'm on my third season of mine now.
That's
but
a fact.
That shows you how many episodes I got. I got way over 50 episodes.
Damn. You've been grinding. And you know what's crazy? They said the average podcast only lasts like 7 episodes. That's what's so crazy.
Nah, I've been putting in work, but you know, I do it for me. It's not for the listeners. It's so happy one of the episodes went, you know, blew up. But
that's facts.
If it didn't blow up, I'll still be doing it, because it's for my soul. It's not for no one else. It heals not only me, but, you know, my podcast happens to heal others, but I do it to heal myself as well.
I feel that. And I like it, pal. I like your podcast. You really,
thank you.
What I'm saying? You really touch people, I would say. Like, I would say you know how to, I won't even say play on people's, like, emotions, but you know how to appeal to people's like emotions. Like,
yeah,
you know how to connect. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you're very relatable, so people feel like, you know, you their cousin, or you know what I'm saying?
Something yeah,
like
yeah.
I think you'll be a dope fucking podcaster, bro. Like a professional podcaster. I think you'd be dope, bro.
Thank you, buddy. And I'm gonna bring you along the way, cause what even this is uno, they uno.
Man, I've been doing this for a while, bro.
Yeah.
Way too long. Like, but it's the only thing like I ever did consistently for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but see, that shows that's your passion. If you do it just because you want to do it, I think it shows. I think podcasting is your avenue.
A lot of people say that, but it's like I'm waiting for the world to say that. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I'm not looking for clout from podcasting at all. Yeah. That's not what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it to help people, genuinely motivate, you know, inspire people, and to change somebody's life. That's what I do it for.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the attention, the money is a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, my goal for this podcast is just to motivate, inspire, you know?
Yeah, that's all it is.
And I really enjoy doing it. Like, it's not just something that I just, I want to make some money.
Yeah. You know?
Because I know certain stuff like this, it take time. Like, you got to put in time and effort.
Yeah.
And I, like I said early in the beginning of the podcast, I just love the process, bro. Like, I love creating. Mm-hmm. I love creating, basically. That's it. Like, it's nothing else. I just love creating. And it's just...
it's an amazing feeling.
Right.
I love that. That's what it's about, man. Keep going. You got this.
Nah, you keep going. You got this.
Oh!
But I just feel like we on the up and up, you know?
Yeah, we are. And I'm glad we reconnected. I'm glad that we back and better. We do this every other week, but
that's a fact.
We're not going to reflect on the past, but I'm glad that we're moving forward and we in a better headspace. Would you agree?
I would agree. I would think so. I mean, like I said, you know, it was just a lot going on. There's just too much going on in my life at a certain time, you know? And it really like put things into perspective for me.
Wow. Okay.
Why? Because it showed that I'm more stronger than I think. I'm more resilient than I think. I'm more passionate than I think. I'm more motivated than I think. You know what I'm saying? This gave me a different perspective, and it just like gave me that drive to want to continue, not give up, want to keep fighting, you know? Why give up now when tomorrow you might win? You know? Why stop today when tomorrow you might make it tomorrow, you know? If you just do it again, and you do it again. That's how I look at this podcast, too. Like, sometimes I look at episodes, I look at the count, I'll be like, I only got this amount. Fuck it. We're going to drop another episode. I don't care.
Yeah.
So it's like at a certain point it become like second nature almost. Like, let me drop a podcast, let me record it, boom. All right, I'm gonna upload it. Let me drop the cover art. You know, let me post the link and cover art. So it's just like one of those things that's just fun. You know?
Yeah, I get it. I completely understand, man. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It gets your blood pumping, and it's a positive energy.
That's facts. And then not only that, but do you realize, like, when you make a good podcast and you put that positive energy into the world, don't you feel like you almost get that energy back?
Yes, feel like I did something right.
Right. It's like you added value to the world. Like, when we dead and gone, do you not know that our voice is going to live on? like
people forever.
That, right. So it's like we embedded ourselves in the world, you know?
Ooh. You right about that, but I never thought of it like that.
I just recently thought about that, like probably like a couple years ago. Probably like like maybe like the last summer, I'd be thinking about that. Like, bro, when I'm dead and gone, people gonna hear my voice still, you know? So it's like,
wow,
it's something that's, you know, for our kids, you know, they could listen to our thought process, how we used to think, and they could think like, damn, they put together this body of work throughout their life, and it really changed our lives. Like, they gave us the blueprint before they died, you know, and that's something deeper than money. Like, yeah, I want to build generational wealth, but putting out valuable information and things that you experience is just like so much different, you know?
I love that. I love that. Yeah, that's, you're right. Fact. We don't always have a blueprint.
That's a fact, you know. But and then also, I love talking to other people too on the podcast as well. Like, I like these conversations. Then it make it more intriguing too. Like, you just talking by yourself, you know.
I love it. I love it. I'm looking forward to many more podcast episodes.
That's a fact. And maybe a fucking studio where we get to host. Yeah. I can't wait for that, man. I'm really trying to, I really want to do that. Like, if I didn't have other goals, I would definitely work my ass off to like have my own studio and just record podcasts all day.
I would do that. Like, I would. Like, both of us working, two Virgos, unstoppable.
That's facts.
Unstoppable.
But of course, that's like a goal. That's not really. That's a goal. It's a dream. It's a wish. But we putting in the work, though. Like, we making the episodes. We putting in the work. We putting in the years. We got a lot of skin in the game. You know? We got skin in the game. So
skin in the game.
Skin in the game. But I appreciate you joining me, bro. I appreciate this conversation. I appreciate, you know, you just, you know, giving game. Giving a fitness game.
Yes.
The mind-body connection.
Yes.
Exploring the impact of mental health.
Yes.
And
yes,
physical fitness. I think we did what we had to do in this episode.
Yes, buddy. We made it. I didn't even know it was a damn almost an hour.
And my OCD ass is looking at the time like this.
Yeah.
As I'm talking. But
damn, it was worth it.
Nah, it was definitely worth that. I feel like we need to start bouncing off each other podcasts, you know.
Let's do. I'm excited. This really gave me some fire into my behind to full steam ahead.
That's a fact, bro. Get to it, because I'm about to go crazy Monday, bro. Like, Monday I'm dropping again. Tuesday I probably drop. Wednesday I probably drop. I probably drop all week, bro.
Okay, I'm be
trying
listening.
To make it to 100 episodes.
Oh, I'm gonna be listening for sure.
But not,
I better be on that 100 episode. What?
That's definitely gonna be like one of the goals I want to hit, bro.
Yeah.
But now you want to be on the 100 episode?
Yes, that's a milestone. Like, that's a big.
All right. I'm gonna see.
Cause I'm
trying to get some fitness guests, bro. Like, I'm trying to get people who like really into fitness and like get guests on who really into fitness to make it like more interesting than just me giving out information. Banks, you know?
Yeah.
But nah, I probably enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed it as well.
I did. I'm gonna listen to it again once you post it.
And really give me honest feedback, bro. Like what's something that I should work on? What's something that you feel like I could do better? You know, what's something that
you do? He does this to me every time, guys. He wants me to give him feedback. I'm like, nigga.
Because, bro, I have to perfect my game.
Well, I guess my opinion means a lot to him, so I'll give him some slack. But Okay, I'll do that for you. I'll do that.
All right, no problem. Like, break it down. Like, really make bullet points. Stuff that I could really,
you want a,
like,
PowerPoint presentation.
That's facts, bro. Like, stuff I could look at and be like, all right, cool. Let me work on this. Let me work on that. Let me do this. Let me do that, you know?
But, okay. Okay.
Because I want to really get better. I want to just keep getting better. Keep getting better. Keep getting better. Keep getting better.
All right. I got you, buddy.
All right, man. That's Johnny Andrews. Make sure y'all go tune into Black Kid Thoughts.
Yes, the only podcast designed with you in mind.
Yes, sir. And that's Black Boy Thoughts Podcast. I'm Black Boy Light. Just Smith.
We out.
We out. Peace.